Good morning, everybody. Welcome back again to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, your host for the next hour. This is our second hour, along with Larry Dial and John Conrad, sitting right there, doing our production.
In the heart of darkness.
Doing the big production. And he's screening for us, too.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And he's our comedy relief.
And we're sponsored this morning by Computer Renaissance, with two great area locations. One at Crossroads Shopping Center in Cary, and Raleigh at the North Hills Plaza across from North Hills Mall. And they have great used and new equipment. So pay them a visit.
Yeah,
and by Mindspring, you're going to say?
Oh, well, we found out last week they sell used Macs, too. And I
yeah, that's
that
right,
on.
They
yeah,
do.
So
yeah.
That's good for people to know out there.
And we're also brought to you by Mindspring, direct to the Internet. You can call Mindspring at 1-888-M-SPRING or on the World Wide Web at www.mindspring.com. And real quick, let's take Chris, who's been waiting for some time now. Chris, good morning. You're on 850 The Buzz.
Good morning, Amnon. How are you?
Fine.
I'm having problems. Well, I wanted to ask you about partitions, but first I want to ask you about Microsoft Word.
Okay.
When I open it, and I've tried to reload it, but when I open it, I get these error messages that have to do with Visual Basic, apparently, and I don't have Visual Basic.
It's written in, so that's you have to reload it.
I have reloaded it.
Oh, then I guess I'll call Microsoft, because it's written in Visual Basic. It's the program, right?
Right.
No? Larry says no.
No. It's written in C++, but
oh,
I mean, there's some Visual Basic components. It's
right.
Probably, this is Word 97?
Word 97.
And you're loading it off an office disk or by its own disk?
It's on the hard disk.
No, but I mean, when you load it, is it as part of the office suite or is it?
Yes.
Okay.
It says loading it, compile error and hidden module.
Okay.
You have a problem with that disk. I would talk to Microsoft. You need a replacement disk,
yeah.
But that's something that's their problem.
Oh, okay.
Not yours.
Okay. That's
okay. And about partitions?
About partitions. I understood you guys a few minutes ago to say that it's better to have just one drive.
Right.
I thought it was better to have several so that the segments would be smaller and wouldn't be so inefficient.
With FAT32, you don't have that problem.
Oh.
Right. The cluster sizes are all 4K.
Yeah, that's the trick. That's the great thing about FAT32.
Now, how do I know if I have FAT32? I believe I do, but
go up and go to right-click on My Computer and open. Look under Properties, and just take a look at the drive, and it'll tell you if it's a FAT32. It'll tell you the system you have. So open up My Computer, go to your hard drive, Properties on it, and see what you have.
Jeff!
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Hi, how are you?
Are you awake?
Oh, absolutely.
It's sun
rising.
You're out in Oregon?
Yes, I am.
I'm Larry, by the way. I'm the
Larry, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, he probably saw your picture already.
Yep, I saw your picture. It's not the same, though, as seeing you face-to-face on the video phone like I have with Amnon.
I knew it. There we go.
I was telling everybody about how, you know, I got into that mindset that after that hour that we spent, I was reaching to shake a hand. You know, it's like you're getting into that. This was very, very educational.
Good.
Let me just tell our audience, we're talking with Jeff Abadi of Intel. Jeff is the, you are a communication technology expert, but you head the share, create and share.
Right, I'm the product manager at
product
Intel.
Product manager.
Yep, for the Intel create and share camera pack.
Right. Okay. And tell us, what is the Intel create and share camera pack?
Sure. This is really an exciting product for consumers. It's what we call the easy way to see and connect with your family and friends. What it's all about is a tiny Intel camera that sits on top of your PC, and with it, it opens up a whole new way of communicating with your PC. Let me give you a few examples. Because you have this tiny camera, you can do everything from talking to a friend, a family member, or a colleague face-to-face where they see you and you see them, just like we did yesterday or the day before.
Right.
But you can do a lot of other neat things with this, too. you can send email to somebody and suddenly that email comes to life. It's got a picture, it's got your voice, or it's even got your own video greeting. And they don't need anything like the camera pack itself to play it back. Advanced features, if you have a personal web page, you can actually use the Intel Create and Share camera pack to make a streamable video file. So suddenly your personal web page, instead of just having text or pictures, it actually has video on it. It really comes to life. And those are just a few of the new ways that this camera pack lets you really see and connect with your family and your friends.
And how much does it cost?
Well, the price on this ranges from $199 to $399, and those are suggested retail prices. And it's offered in three different versions, so that whether you have an older Pentium 90-based PC or above, or the newest Pentium 2-based PCs, we've got a camera pack for you.
And what kind of computer system do I need?
Well, to use the Intel Create and Share camera pack, you really have some modest system requirements. The basic requirements would be, like I said before, at least a Pentium 90 megahertz processor or above. You'll need a 16-bit display with 800 by 600 resolution, CD-ROM drive, sound card, 28.8 modem, and those are the basics. If you're lucky enough to have one of those new PCs that has what's called a universal serial bus port, which is really found on pretty much every new PC you buy today, then you have a great advantage. You can just plug this camera right into the USB port, install the software, and you're done. You don't even have to open the box in that case.
It works.
And it works.
Is that easy to install?
On the USB version in particular, it's so easy. Literally, plug in the camera to the USB port, install the software, start it up, and you're ready to go.
You don't have to open the computer in order to install any kind of card or anything. You just plug it from the back, and it comes up. I mean, it's a whole
lot. This is on the USB.
On the USB.
Now, are some of the versions, and they do it.
The modem.
One of the versions
does
have a card with it, right?
Right. We have three flavors. The USB version, which is the best for your newer PCs today, because it's the cheapest and it's also the easiest to install. The other two versions, one is called a PCI, one is called a PCI modem. And each of those have a plug-in card, plugs into a PCI slot. And what the PCI version does is it lets you bring in video from the camera that's included in the system or from an external source like your camcorder or your VCR. So a nice advantage there is, let's say you want to send an email postcard to a family member of baby's first steps. Well, you can just plug your camcorder in and grab that little clip, place it on a postcard, attach it to your email, and send it off. And suddenly your distant relative, you know, can watch your child grow up or, you know, anything like that, really.
That's that net card.
Yep.
Thing that's in the software. You can just, it's just this postcard. What a
yep.
video. Hey, go.
Yep.
And not both sides don't have to have the camera again to do that, right?
Yeah, that's correct. There are a couple of great ways to communicate that make your messages much more compelling to the person who receives them, and they don't need a camera to enjoy those. So I simply send to you that postcard. It comes to you as an email attachment. You download that attachment, double-click on the file, it opens. It looks just like a postcard, except on the front, you can even put a video. So it's a postcard that talks and a postcard you can really see.
What are the browser needs? Because what's this file, an AVI?
The postcard, if you send a postcard, it's actually an executable, so it's got a little player.
So it's got a player in it, huh?
Uh-huh.
So you really don't need anything. Well, that's cool.
No, you don't. For the browser, in order to see any of the videos, I mean, if you put it on your, if I put it on my, I'll let Jeff answer it.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
If I put a video on my webpage, then if you have Netscape, you need
QuickTime.
Right. Actually, it's easier than that. This is a really neat feature. Anyone who's got a personal web page or a small business owner that's got a personal web page for their business, here's a great feature. what we do using what's called the Intel Scene Recorder, which is part of the camera pack, is we can turn an AVI file, a standard video file that you've made with this or with some other application, into what we call a streamable video file. And the file format there is what we call a .ivs file. It's an Intel video streaming format. You simply load the file up to your web page along with a couple of simple web page code lines that we give you. And then to view it, you use what's called the Intel Streaming Media Viewer plugin. It's freely available. You just link to it from your own page, or you can host it on your own page, or you can email it off to people. And what happens is when I go visit your page and it has a video in it, and I've installed this plugin one time only, then suddenly the video plays every time I visit your page. So it's a really neat way to do that.
And I've never seen a plugin that's easier to install. I mean, it doesn't require any interaction.
That's great to
hear. Just click on it, bang, and it goes. I remember some of those that you require to see videos or even for audio. There's so much going on, and they ask you all kind of questions that some people that don't understand much about the computer don't
right.
know how to do, or you have to go with Explorer and put this, make that directory over, like for director
right.
or whatever. Shock. This was run it and bang, and it was there, and it
yep.
says it's there, and I went and I clicked on the movie, and sure enough.
Well, that's what we like to hear.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt it's working.
Does this work on any browser?
Is this any browser? This has nothing to do with
302 and above, right?
Right.
I mean, when you send in a plug-in.
Yeah,
either Netscape Navigator or Microsoft Explorer. Yep.
Yeah. Talking about the video phone, what happens if somebody has a different type of video phone like that? I don't know if you call CUCME video phone mm-hmm. or there's...
Sure. Well, let's talk for a minute about video phone. Of course, what this means is that I dial you up either on a regular phone line or I dial you up over the Internet. Either one is possible.
Right.
And in either case, I get not only to talk to you, but I get to see you and you get to see me as well. What consumers should look for when they shop for video phones is they should look for video phones that are based on the industry standards for interoperability of video phones. And there are two of those. The first is called H.323, which is the interoperability standard for video phones over the Internet. And the second is called H.324, which is the interoperability standard for video phones when you make a direct connection over a regular party or over a regular phone line between two parties. Provided that you're calling a video phone that is compliant with those standards, then in fact, yes, the Intel video phone will talk to them and vice versa. And that's, I think, a very important piece that consumers should look for when they shop for these things.
So they could get a different... two different pieces of software could talk to each other.
Sure.
Eventually.
Sure. So let me give you a prime example. Over the Internet, one example of another type of Internet telephony product is called Microsoft NetMeeting.
Right.
And there are a lot of folks who use that. The Intel video phone actually incorporates portions of NetMeeting and is interoperable with that. So you've actually got a universe of people out there already literally standing by to take your call.
Okay. Now, as far as video phone goes, and this is information that came from you, AT&T demonstrated the first video phone in 64 at the World Fair.
Right.
Now, why are we just getting that thing a reality?
Sure.
Now,
sure.
In mass market.
Well, back in 1964, that was quite a technology demonstration, but the cost was enormous, and it was a very futuristic view of the world. It was almost like the Jetsons, only a very expensive version of the Jetsons.
Right.
Today, what's happened is the power of the Pentium processor, for example, has become such that we can now work very well with video and communication technology on the PC. And so, in a nutshell, you know, consumers have at their fingertips the very real capability to do this at a truly affordable price today. And, you know, it's one of those things that I like to say, don't wait. It's here now. It's a great way to communicate. It takes your phone conversation to a new level.
Oh, absolutely. I'll second that. Where is it being sold?
Available in any of your leading computer resellers. And also, by the way, your favorite computer reseller can get it for you. So I know that you mentioned one of the sponsors of your show.
Right.
And, you know, they can order that through distribution for any customer. Otherwise, you can certainly visit the Intel website to get a list of resellers, either, you know, sort of your larger superstore resellers or your online resellers if you choose to buy it direct.
And the URL for the website?
It is. It's www.intel.com/createshare, all one word. One of the things that your listeners should do when they go visit our site is they should download a trial version of the email postcard software that's actually in our product. You can download that for free, and it will let you send 5 of those email postcards. All you would do is just put an image on the postcard that you already have or a video that you already have and go ahead and send it off to a friend or family member.
And by the way, that link is also available from www.a50thebuzz.com/compute.html. I put a link to there yesterday.
In fact, I saw that. It looks really good, so I think your listeners should go there.
Are you sure you're not in marketing?
Well, no, not at all.
If they want to call, if somebody wants to call and talk to somebody over there, can they do that?
Yeah, actually, there's a couple of neat things we do, by the way. But let me give you an 800 number first.
Okay.
You can give Intel a call at 800-538-3373, and you will be connected to one of our helpful operators in what we call our customer demo center or our call center. Now, if you don't have a video phone, of course, you'll have to revert to just listening to those folks. But if you do, or if your PC came with factory-installed Intel video phone software, which many PCs do, you can actually make a test call on your own to that call center so you can see them and you can experience what it's all about before you go out and buy, you know, the camera pack that lets them see you.
Okay. If somebody wants to get a camera, what should they look for when they buy a camera? Let's put it this way.
Yeah. Well, here's one of the things that I feel really strongly about. Let me use an analogy.
Sure.
You wouldn't buy a pair of speakers without listening to them first. I think that's a pretty safe statement.
Yeah.
And I think that people should consider their camera purchase the same way. The only problem is today, sometimes it's difficult when you go to a PC reseller for them to actually show you all of these cameras. There are a couple of things that you should be aware of, though, and I'll say this simply because I believe that Intel offers a very high-quality camera and a good user experience, which is if for some reason you choose not to purchase the Intel camera and you do buy another one and you decide maybe you don't like it, you really ought to take a look at the Intel camera because the performance is going to be good. Now, getting past that, what do you do? What do you look for in a camera? Most people think the first thing you look for is frame rate. How many frames per second can I get out of this thing?
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that is you can give somebody a lot of frames on a computer, but those frames might not contain very much information because you have a limited pipeline to put all this data in. And what you end up doing is you trade off the number of frames for the quality of the image that's in each frame.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful when you look at cameras that say 30 frames per second, because what you may in some cases experience are 30 frames that might not look as good as somebody else's 20 or 25. So just things like that. You need to look at the whole picture. Check out the choices available to you. Look also for a good, well-integrated suite of applications that comes with that camera so that you as a consumer aren't out there trying to find various things to do with that camera after you buy it. Your cost of ownership goes up if you just went and bought a very inexpensive camera, and then you have to go buy three more applications to really make it useful.
Right.
Yep.
I can definitely say I have two cameras. One is that Quick Cam, and the other one is the Intel. The Intel camera is really it's unbelievable.
Well, that's great.
It's very, very nice. The fact that it has adjustment for daylight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not daylight, but if it's really bright outside,
uh-huh.
there's a filter on it that does it. And I many times I put the camera there on the window, and I can see who's walking outside.
Yep.
And it's very, very, very nice designed.
Yeah.
Kind of like flat. Thing that doesn't take much room.
Yeah. In fact, you know, the analogy I use this when we spoke a couple of days ago, but in fact, this looks kind of like a mouse.
Yeah,
if you look at it, it's got the same contour, same kind of look and feel. And this is a nice segue for me. The whole idea of the Intel Create and Share camera pack and a camera on your PC is to make that camera every bit as essential to the way you use your PC to communicate as the mouse has become to the way you use your PC in general. You know, PCs aren't about just typing at somebody anymore. You know, they can really become that communications hub for your family or your business and just expand the way you get your message across.
Yeah.
You just mentioned something that interests me on the business end of it. You know, businesses aren't interested in, they're interested in making money using a tool. As an advanced business user, what do you have here that in this package that would be immediately useful?
Yeah, three things come to mind immediately. The first is, if you've got, in particular, a small office, a home office, or a small department that you're working with, the Intel video phone that's part of this package is a great way to equip your employees or your key accounts. Let me give you an example. Let's say that I offer a product or a service from my home office to 20 clients around the area. And that product or service sometimes requires face-to-face interaction. It may require support or some other type of personal involvement. I have two choices. I can either travel across town in my car and meet with those folks, or I can equip them with a video phone just like I have, and every week or every day, as the case may be, I can get on the phone face-to-face with my client and work through those issues. Great way to train people, too. I actually just trained some of our technical marketing engineers. I'm up here in Portland, Oregon, and they're down in the Phoenix, Arizona area. And instead of me hopping on a plane, I called them up on a regular phone line, and we had a nice face-to-face session. That's one use. Two more, and I'll be quicker on those two. Second one is, let's say you have a web page for your small business. Well, with just a few mouse clicks, you can put a streaming video up there. You know, hi, my name is Jeff Abadi. I'm the manager for the Intel Create and Share camera pack. And if you purchase our camera pack, you know, I will personally give you great support through our sales and support team. You know, and you can build credibility in your business. Mm-hmm. Maybe give them a walkthrough of your facilities or introduce them to your sales manager. Make yourself stand out from the next guy, basically.
Right.
Last thing, let's say you want to thank, you know, an account for coming to see you or looking at your services. Great way to do that is you send the folks that came to visit you or the folks you called on, you send them an email postcard. You put your picture on there or you put a video on there and you say, hey, I want to personally thank you for your time and I hope you'll choose to do business with me because, you know, for these three reasons, we're really the best company to work with. Three real-world examples that, you know, for a starting price of $200 really gets you going.
And, Jeff, to cap this, and I know there's some other tools in there, tell us a little bit about the advanced features that are built into the software.
Sure, a couple advanced features. If you're a more advanced user, you're familiar with Twain. Twain is the standard interface for transferring images between or into software. The Intel PC camera that's part of the camera pack includes a Twain driver so that you can use it in conjunction with other applications that use Twain. Other things, the performance of the product actually scales. That means that if you have an older Pentium processor without MMX technology, the camera pack will still work for you. But if you have MMX technology or you have a Pentium 2, there are some new features that surface. For example, and Amnon, you and I experienced this the other day. On the video phone, you can stretch the size of the video phone window so that I appear bigger on your screen than the default size, provided that you've got that extra processor capability.
Yeah.
So these are just a couple of examples of where we've, you know, built a little extra into it if you've got a little higher-end system.
Okay. And again, if anybody wants to see any more about it, you can go to www.intel.com/createchair, one word, and get more information about the pack. Jeff, anything you want to add?
Well, you know, I think you've given me plenty of airtime. I really appreciate that. And like I said, the main point I have is, you know, the idea of an Intel camera on your PC is here today. It's not one of those things that you say, it's the Jetsons and I'm going to wait. So let's go for it. I want to have more people seeing each other when they talk to them.
Yeah, again, the problem is you're getting into such a set mindset. I'm serious. It's so real when you sit and you talk with somebody for so long that you no longer think about it as a video phone. It's almost like you sit in front of them talking with them, and that's great.
Yep.
All right, Jeff.
Well,
thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. Thank you, Amnon. We really appreciate it.
Sure. Go back to sleep.
Yeah. Okay.
Go get coffee. You're out there. Coffee.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. And thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. We were talking with Jeff Abadi of Intel.
You really love this thing.
I do, too. I sure do.
This is.
And your calls are coming up next on the station. You want to pay your rent or your mortgage and your car payment, 850 The Buzz. And welcome back to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz.
And.
Ta-da-da-da-da. Ta-da-da. Big Kahuna, you're on 850 The Buzz.
Ta-da.
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 Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
That's good.
Are you in town?
No, I'm out of town.
You're always out of town.
I'm always out of town.
You're always out to lunch, but.
I'm out to lunch and out of town. And far away.
And far away.
Hey, you know, they announced this week that they have figured out that there are now 350 million pages on the Internet.
That's a big book.
That's right. So that means we only got 349,999, something like that, to go. And we might as well get started.
That's right.
You got a couple hours?
All day long for you, Big K.
Okay. Well, you know, the Armchair Millionaire and Quicken have some more tax tips, and it's almost that time. Tax Center 98. All the forms, tips, tools, and strategies you will need. Check it out, and you can win a trip to the Cayman Islands in their Escape the IRS sweepstakes.
In jail.
No, not in jail. Hey, come on, we got 349,998,000 to go in. And talking about how to get from here to there, I was actually traveling this week and needed to figure out how to get from where I was to where I was going. So I went on Lycos.com, and they have a roadmap section where you will can put in the location you are going to and where you are coming from. They will give you actual turn-by-turn driving directions, international maps, if you're out of the country. Pretty useful tool and something you might want to do before you get to the town you're going to.
They'll actually tell you where to go.
That's right. They will tell you where to go.
Okay.
And there are 349,997 places to go. Guess what's happening down at our coast in Wilmington today and this weekend?
What?
It's the Azalea Festival.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the flowers are out.
That's right. The flowers are out. The Azalea Garden Tour opens its gates to outdoor sanctuaries. And the Wilmington Star News has a nice little piece on it. We have put a link to it. Check out what's going on. And actually, if you're not here in the next 10 minutes, you're going to miss the parade.
Oh, that's where you are. Okay.
But, that's what you're doing.
That's right. But you can still come down, and they have the street fair on until 11 o'clock tonight. So weather, sunny down here, so come on down. And would you like to know if your neighbor's a pervert?
Yeah.
Well, the state will help you. That's right. They have
That's right. This is a good sign. I'm sorry.
That's right. It is. It's the North Carolina Sex Offenders and Public Protection Registry.
John was saying, was answering your question from the room over there.
Oh.
He said, only if she's cute.
Oh, okay. Well, actually,
you know what?
You're
on the site next, John.
This is good. This site has had tremendous number of hits this week. And you can put in the town, you can put in the county, and it will come back and give you all the registered sex offenders within that area. This is great. I mean, you will get their address.
Right, and picture.
And picture.
Yeah.
And date of birth and height and all this wonderful information so that, you know exactly who they are and what they've done and why you don't want to end up in this registry.
Yeah.
So this is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, I was on this site this week. This is a great site.
Oh, you're on there?
Well,
what town are you in? That's how you can see Larry's picture.
No.
Larry, you fell right into that.
You sure did.
I'm going to shut up.
Anyway, this is pretty good. So if you want to make sure your neighbor's not a pervert, or you want to see what perverts live in your town, this is a very good site, and hopefully will encourage people not to do things like this so other people will find out who they are. Okay, moving right along.
Uh-huh.
If you're forgetful and you don't know you're a pervert, you can use the Internet's free reminder service, Candor.com. It's one of those good little tools out there. You want to put down everybody's birthday and anniversary or other important dates. Just put your email address in. Register, get a password. You can tell it to send you the reminder, once a year or just one particular time. It'll send it to you on the day before, a week before, etc. And then you type in the message, and it will keep that reminder and send it to you when you've asked it to be sent to you.
Interesting.
That's good. Yeah.
So I have to remember to do that. There's a lot of bad news out there, right? But the positivepress.com will give you good news every day. And this is pretty good because, there's a lot of bad news out there, and there's got to be some place to find out the good news. Yeah, positive saying of the day, a new inspirational thought, like I do not have a neighbor who's a pervert. Positive news from general health, business, and so forth. So you want to get an uplifting thought or some uplifting things that are going on? Check it out.
Okay.
Hey, I know you guys have been sitting there wondering what your phone number spells, right?
Yeah, I wonder all the time.
I know. Well, you don't have to wonder anymore. You there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to figure it out.
Well, you don't have to figure it out.
Oh,
you know
why?
Why? Because phonespell.com will do it for you. That's right. You can enter your phone number, and it will tell you what your phone number spells.
It'll come up with more than one, right?
Yeah, if it's possible, it will come up with multiple. Now, I actually put in the phone number here, and it doesn't spell anything.
Should tell you something.
No, I'm serious. But you enter the phone number and see what words and phrases it spells, or enter the start of a phone number and see what words start with those digits,
right,
or enter some letters and see the corresponding phone number.
This is somebody with too much time on
their hands. That's right. I mean, if you get rainy one day, you want to figure out what's going on. Now, there are lots of different sites up there to send email greetings and virtual postcards to friends. But www.cardcentral.net has put all of those sites under one umbrella and one link.
Oh, good.
So that you can find all of them, in one place. Yeah. And then they also break the sites down by occasion. So if it's, a birthday or a new baby or congratulations or, holidays, certain holidays or sympathy and so forth, you can find these sites by specific subject. So pretty good site that someone's put a lot of work into.
I like that one. That's good.
Yeah, these sites that people put together that kind of bring all of one theme under one roof are pretty good.
Yeah.
It makes it interesting because that way you can check out the good ones from the, not so good ones and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, now, the links are located at where, Amnon?
www.850thebuzz.com/compute.html. Did you send them?
I sure did.
Okay, it probably was at night then.
It was late last night while I was checking out the neighborhood perverts.
Okay. Oh, yeah? Hey, Big K. You know a site of yours which I want to remind people of, which that you put me onto, which I use all the time, is at movieminder.com.
Yep.
Boy, that is a great, great site.
It really is. As I've said many times, you do not need to have a subscription to the newspaper, or you don't have to spend 50 cents to pick up the newspaper to find what movies are on.
No.
You only need a $2,500 computer and an internet connection to find out what's at the movie. I mean, just think of all the wonderful technology.
Oh, no.
That's right. Think about all the wonderful things you'll miss and won't be able to do when you spend that money.
Hey, Marge, I wonder what movie's on that. Let me go and get a computer.
Well, you know, I guess one day it's going to be such that we're just going to go to a site and we're going to actually click on the movie we want to see and just sit there and watch it.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
But that, I really have enjoyed that site. I use it a lot.
Yeah, there are some very, very useful sites up there, and I agree. I think that's one of them.
So.
All right.
All righty.
Thank you.
Well, go back to watch the azaleas.
I'm going to watch the azaleas bloom.
Say hello for us.
I will. I'll talk to the neighborhood pervert and tell him that howdy. Y'all have a good week.
Hey, take
you
care.
You do the same, Big Alanat. Thanks for calling A50 The Buzz. Oh, boy. All right. And your calls are coming up next on this station. Want to pay your rent or your mortgage and your car payment, 850 The Buzz. And welcome back to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz. What, did you have too much coffee? Is that it?
We're having too much fun.
Yes. Our number is 860-0850, pound 850, if you're a 360 communication customer. And we have a few more Windows 98 slogans from John.
Yes.
What did you expect? Satisfaction?
That one's okay. What's the next one?
Like you could do any better.
Really? And?
Do you think we care where you want to go today?
That's the one. I love that one.
Netscape sucks.
Well, that may not be their slogan. That's what they believe.
Are there any more below? Because I can't see them. Oh, okay. Boy, I mean, our routine got a little bit out of sync here.
What we were talking about during the break about this Intel camera. That you were saying that if you got one of these and a laptop, you could have yourself quite a tool because you can use it to take snaps or videos.
Right.
It can go on the road with you when you do training. I mean, mm-hmm. It really is a very, very interesting idea.
And the fact that the fact that he says that he was telling me, he said, look, 10 years ago, I know you were in the business. Did you use a mouse?
Yeah.
And I said, no. I said, you know, you saw the mouse and said, what do I do with this? Come on. I mean, it's there. Okay. Some people use it. Today, you can't operate the machine without a mouse almost. So he said, this is true. It may get to the point where the camera is just going to be part of the whole thing. Now, watch it now. They're going to have those come out with camera embedded in the monitor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think they're manufacturing some of those already because...
Probably.
Because if you do that, and then you get microphones embedded in the monitor.
Right, but you see, then you can't take it on the road.
But well, you could with a laptop if they embedded it in the...
Yeah.
And that will happen.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
I mean, it really is coming. It's it's real neat stuff.
Very interesting and very, very useful. Going to be very useful. Yeah. I mean, right now, it's a... What's the word I'm looking for?
It's still a novelty.
Novelty.
I think, yeah. I mean, it really is because I haven't seen a lot of them on the shelves. They may be everywhere, but I don't know.
Well, let me tell you, the HP, Rob's HP, had the software built in.
Right. And what he's saying is that they've put in the Intel stuff in a lot of them.
In a lot of the name brands, they put it in the Dells and in the HPs and those.
Yeah. Speaking of portables, I read a piece this week about this. The marketers think that notebooks and laptops are the big boom industry now for the rest of this year and next year. A lot of it has to do with the chips that are coming out. I've been a big notebook user for a long time. What's happened in the last year is the prices have come down a lot. You can buy a very fine notebook now for under $2,000, where I remember the first notebook I ever had was $6,000. And that was when $6,000 was probably worth $20,000. And it was worth real money for a while. But the article is saying that one of the real intriguing issues that has a notebook manufacturers worried are these Pentium 2 chips that Intel's putting out for them, because they're such high voltage, they require so much battery life, they suck so much battery life out, that there's a problem there, and we all know the problem with heat.
Oh, yeah.
And these things. So, there's an awful lot of fine notebooks out there with 166, 200 megahertz standard chips in them. And unless you're, I don't know why you'd want an awful lot more in a notebook, because those big Pentium 2 chips are really designed for high-end games.
I don't know how, you're not going to be able to do that.
They've got them.
How?
They've got 266s out there in this new, I think it's called Merced technology. That mobile stuff, but they're still, the problem is they'll run real well for 37 seconds. the battery life is just a real issue. Yeah. So, talking about how do you recommend, or what do you recommend for people in terms of notebook purchasing, my recommendation is still go for the 200 megahertz, 166 megahertz. Those are good machines. And they're very fast for word processing and spreadsheets and things like that. And this new stuff is just not worth the money that's going on out there. So there's going to be a lot of people, and I hear more and more people asking me, well, what do I buy for a notebook? I'm in the market for a notebook and a laptop. So this is happening. And John is writing this new.
And John has got some more. And,
all right.
And even Larry likes it.
Who cares where you are? Be careful. Bill may send Men in Black after you.
Major sponsor for the Culture Club reunion tour. Another great idea from the house that Bill stole. Bill built.
But that just tied it all in with these notebooks and portable computing and these cameras. It's really, they're becoming amazing business tools.
Scott, good morning. You own 850 The Buzz.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Yeah, I had a question regarding the Pentium 2 versus the K6.
Uh-huh.
I'm using, I got a Voodoo 1 graphics card. I got a K6 right now.
Uh-huh.
And I've been thinking about upgrading to the Voodoo 2. And my question really is regarding the floating point capability between the 2 and the 6. And my understanding is that only the Pentium 2 is capable of really being able to jumpstart your, in terms of gaming, like the frames per second, when using the Pentium 2 because of its increased capability of floating point. I'm not really sure exactly what the difference is. I was just wondering if you were familiar with what the difference was between the capability of...
Okay, Larry's checking his head.
What I can tell you for sure is that the best chip for any of this is the Pentium Pro, because it has the maximum floating point capability, especially the one with the 512 cache or the 1 meg cache. Pentium 2 machines are, with the MMX technology, are made for graphics, but they're not. That's not necessarily frame capability. And that K6 is a hell of a chip. I mean,
absolutely.
That 233 K6, I haven't seen anything, including the Pentium 2 233, that outperforms it and it's less money. So, buy a Pentium Pro or a K6. I would stay away from those slot machines.
One other question I had
real
also.
Quick.
Now, as far as where do you think the 2D/3D video cards? Where do you think? Where do you see those going in the future with like the advent of 3D effects?
I left my crystal ball at home. I have no idea.
He's like that all the time.
Right now, this is just something that they get you people to buy stuff that cost more, and that's where I leave it. All right?
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. Duffy, good morning. You're on 850 The Buzz.
Good
Good morning, Amnon. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I have a notebook question.
Okay.
Looking for advice here. I really like the organizational capabilities of the spiral bind, but those three-ring binders are really easy.
They really are, you know?
So I'm really not sure if I should go with a spiral bound or a three-ring.
Very good.
Three-ring.
And the kind with the denim on the outside of those three-ring binders, those are quite attractive. I could be quite the damn social scene.
I like those where you put tape over your mouse.
Oh, I'm good. And what was that site I could click on to get perverted movies?
Get on 850thebuzz.com and find it.
Perverted movies.
Jim, we have to go. I mean, we're running overtime here.
Enjoy the show.
Hey,
thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. All right.
This is our buddy Duffy.
You want to say hello to anybody?
Yeah. Intersolve and my wife and my daughters. And goodbye, y'all. And
that's it for today.
Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to 850 The Buzz and to Computers 98. And thank you, John Conrad, for producing, as usual, practice safe computing. Back up your hard drive, and don't forget to use the virus scanner. We'll be back here next Saturday at 8.